came later to divide up, take away the skin of it. He said like this, according to your cheshbon, you want Shezdoim, somebody has one ox should take only one skin. But the less later, somebody has no oxes at all, nishkol trei mashko, he should be zecher, take back two skins. In other words, I killed my ox, why should I have an ox for? If I have an ox, I'll only get one skin. Like this, I have no, I should get double the amount. Omrulai my high, they said to him, what is this? What kind of reason is this? But that doesn't make any sense. So the Yosem said back to the Anshes Doim, Soiv Dina Ketchilas Dina. The end of your judgment should be like the beginning of your judgment. Ma Tchilas Dina, just like the beginning of your judgment is so corrupt that you say this Leitura, somebody has an ox, Morichad Yoim, he has to be a shepherd for one day. But the last Leitura, somebody does not have any oxes, Morichrei Yoim, he's worse off, he has to work harder, he has to work for 2 days. If so, Af Soiv Dina, the end. When you receive pay for the work you did, it should be tis lecha tura lishkochad. Well, if you have one ox, you should only take one hide. But the less tura, if you have no oxes, lishkol trei, you should take 2 hides. That's what they did. That's what the siyosim tried to talk back to the anshes doim, like change your laws a little bit. Another law was the ova b'mavra. If somebody used the ferry to go over the river there, neisav chazuza. You have to pay only $1 tax. The Loyova B'mavra, someone did not go over the ferry, but rather he took his time out to swim and huff and puff and go through the water. Nesef Trey, that person has to pay $2 taxes. Again, no sense. That's what Anshes Doim did. So what I mean to say is they catered to the rich people, not to the poor people. To the poor people, they wanted to give them a hard time. So someone that couldn't afford to go over the ferry must be pretty poor that he has to try himself and swim across. So to those people, they were wicked, and they made them pay twice as much. Nesle Trey. The heavy lay Dora Delivni. Someone had a row of bricks. He was a builder. He had a row of bricks. So what they do, they came to rob it, but they were nice people. Also call Choda V'Choda Shakli Chada. They had 1,000 stonies come together, and each one only took one brick, that's all. So Amalei. When the owner said, what's going on here? Your people are robbing me. Each one answered back, I know Choda de Shatli. All I did is I took one brick. What's so bad about that? One brick. So they got a bed. They got the rest of the dime used to go and steal. To have a Shadi Tumi, somebody was spreading out his garlic or a Shamchi, his onions, to dry out. So the Anshes Doim came and saw people drying out their food outside. You know what they did? Also, Koch, again, they gave a whistle. 1,000 of them came out. Also, kolchad chad, shokolchad. Again, the bandits are dying. Each one came. We only took one garlic. That's all. One onion. But 1,000 of them took. Omalei. So the balabos came back and said, "What's going on here?" Omalei. Each one said, "We're nice people. Chod of the shakli. We only took one apiece. What's so bad about that? One small garlic. You can make a fuss about." So that's what they stole. Abba dainei heavy tzedayim. There were 4 big judges. They had in tzedayim. The names were Shakroi, means he was a big Shakron, he was a big liar. For Shakri, he was a Zaifi, also Russian of lying, Zaifi, Shtar, Zaifa, false Shtar, or Matsli, Chais, Matsli. That were the 4 names, funny names. Now, Dina, what was the judgment there after having 4 big judges? That Dina was like this. The Macha Laila Yisasa Dechari, if a man went and beat up his friend's wife, O Masli Lay, and he heard her, is Amrulay, so what they brought this man, or they brought the man to the judge. So Amrulay, the judge would say, Yoivin Alay, give that lady to this man, to the man that harassed her. Denevra Naloch, that she should become pregnant from him. That was their psak. So if you went and harassed a lady, so you were zaycha to her. You could have her until she becomes pregnant from you. The apostolically udnu dechamrei, if somebody would go and take off the ear of somebody's chamor donkey, the chavre of his friend, so they came to the judge, the person did a terrible thing, it took off the ear of my donkey, so Omrulay, the judge, the big judge, would answer back, Havu nalei, listen, give him the chamor, give the chamor to this person that ripped off the ear, ad the kotzka, till it grows back again. Let him keep it till it grows back again. That was their judgment. It was krum and ra. They were, again, out to do bad to people. The podele lechavre, somebody punched his friend in the nose. Rashi says the podele means also like petza. You made a wound in your friend. You made some blood come out of your friend. So they brought him to the judge. The person punched me in the nose. I was bleeding for an hour. Armele, the judge would say, Havle Agra, pay him money. Teshak lechadam, he did you a favor. He let blood from you. It was an Indian to have blood left that time. So the guy did you a favor. He had some blood left from you. So pay him. The Ovar B'Mavra, again, somebody went over the river with a ferry. Yoyev Arbezuz, you'd have to pay $4 tax. But the Ovar B'Maya, now you have to have the judgment. Whoever was poor, couldn't afford to pay the ferry ride, had to swim across. Yoyev Timni, they made him pay $8 taxes. Yeah. Timni Zuzi. Zim Lechada once happened, also who Kavis? Certain washmen came. Ikulasim, he happened to fall into the hands of his dain. Omrulay, have Dalazuzi. So the person swam through this river. So they came over, they said, listen, pay $4. We'll soon see. They said, pay $4. Oh, Malhu, you know, he says, Ano b'maya avri. I went over the water. I didn't go through the ferry. Why should I pay? I didn't use your ferry. I went, Rashi says, Ova baragla b'mayim. I walked across the water. So I shouldn't have to pay a penny. Oh, Malay, the judge says back, and Cain, have Timni. You have to pay $8. Not only $4, but $8 you have to pay. The Yavris B'maya Layoyev Peduya. The Avarta B'maya, the fact that you went through the water, you have to pay. The Yavris B'maya. Yeah. So Layoyev, the guy didn't like the Psak. His Kaiva says, nothing doing, I'm not going to pay you. So Pedu, they punched him in the nose, they beat him up. Osla Kaimuddina says, okay, you beat me up, I'm taking him to the judge now. Very good, they're going to take me. So they took him to the judge, Malay, Havle Agra the Shakla Khadama. You have to pay now, not a Vitim Nezuzi. You have to pay $8 for walking across the ocean, the river. And also you have to pay the guy money now, because he let blood for you. He did you a favor. The guy beat you up and let blood. You have to pay money. That was the Ra of Ashadon. Now, Eliezer Eved Avram. It once happened that Eliezer, the Eved Avram, happened to walk through Sedaim. He also happened to be there once. It's Rami Yosem. He once had to be in Sedaim. So could you, someone came and beat him up. They beat up, they saw a guest, a visitor in the area. They beat him up. So Osla came to Dina. So Eliezer went complaining to the judge. They beat me up last night. Omalei, the judge said back, Havle Agra the Shakla Chodama. You know what? Go and pay him money. He took out blood for you, pay him money. So what did Eliezer do? The Chacham, Shoko Gulola, he took a stick, he took something, Padua Iyuladina. He went and beat up the judge. Eliezer the Chacham now took a stick and punched the judge in the nose. That's what he did. So Omar, so the judge said, my high, what are you doing to me? What did I do wrong? What are you punching me in the nose for? Omalei, so Eliezer, listen, Agra denofag liminoch. Now you owe me money, judge. Now that I let blood for you, you owe me money. So the money you owe me, go pay to the guy that punched me in the nose and I'll keep my money. She says, Amalei Agra denofag liminoch, the money that you owe me now, judge, because I punched you in the nose, I took out your blood, have now Leila Hai. You go give that money to this person that you say I owe the money to. Vizuzi didi, kidakai mikai me. My money, Eliezer's money, will stay in my pocket. That's what Eliezer answered back to the judge. Kids, they were rab, mamainam, they were wicked people, and she's dying. That's why in the chenig lalam abroad. This was the last maisa, paraisa. No, not the last one. Hevilei paraisa, devi magniolei ochin. They used to have beds. No, not the last one. Again, the famous story. They used to have beds in Sdoim. Devi magniolei ochin, wherever the poor visitor that came there, that was the last night he slept. But he, when he went to sleep at night, they used to give him a bed. Ki marich, if they saw a tall man, they would give him a nice small bed. And they said, listen, your feet are sticking out, it's not nice. So geizelei, he used to chop off his feet. Ki kutz, if they had a small person, they would bring a nice big bed, a long bed they would bring. And matchinlei, they would stretch him out. It's not nice, you don't fit in the bed. So he used to stretch him out till he fit in the bed. Eliezer Eved Avram, again, Eliezer Eved Avram, Iklu Hossam, when visiting Sdoim, Omrulay, they told him, Kum Goni Apurya, listen Eliezer, come sleep at night, we'll give you a beautiful bed, your 5 feet, we'll give you a 7 foot bed. Omalon, Eliezer was smart, told him, listen, Nadana Nidri, I made a neder already, promise,
Min yoyma demisama, from the day my mother died, like nini apuria, I'll never sleep on a bed. At least what he meant to say is not on a stone bed. I will never sleep on your bed. I'm okay. Don't bother me.
Ki hevi misrami layaniya.
When a poor man came to Sodom, what happened was like this. They made a law. Yoyvelei kochad v'chad dinri. Everybody be nice and kind. Everybody give him money. And the cost of Shmeyalei, every Sodomi wrote his name, had a signature on the dollar bill that he gave him. What happened was, but nobody was allowed to give him food. Nobody could sell him any food. So that was, the guy died from starvation. So after a few days, the person died, everybody came and took their money back. That was the midah achnos tarchim of Anshei's doing. Hochi asma benayu. This is the way they made a condition between them, that kol man, there was an institution, a law, that kol man demazmin gavre levei hilula, whoever would invite somebody to the chasna, to a party that he made, he could have no guest, only us, only Anshei's doing. No other person could come to a wedding, come to a feast. That whoever invites somebody else to the party, l'shala glimei, we're going to take away your clothing. So heve hai hilula. Yeah, once happened, there was a wedding. Yakle Eliezer lost him. Eliezer showed up by the wedding. He came, he was a visitor there. So what happened? For lo yoyiv leinami, nobody gave him bread. Everybody was afraid. If they give him bread, they'll take away the clothing. Ki boil the misset, so when he wanted to come to eat, osi Eliezer, the yosav le seifu the kuli. He sat at the end, everybody was sitting down. He was the last one to sit by the table. He sat at the end. Now, omru lei, they said to him, Man atmechol hocha, who invited you here? What are you doing here, Eliezer? Omalais, he said to his neighbor, one sitting next to him, omlelahu, to Yosef, atazimantim, what do you mean? You invited me. That's what Eliezer told his neighbor he's sitting next to. The guy got scared. Wow, Omar, Dilma Shmiya Beidani, maybe these great judges here are going to hear this, that I invited Eliezer to the Suda, so there are no azimte, and omishalche lumani, Dai Gavro, they'll take away my clothing. So what did he do? Shoko glima, he took his clothing, who the Yosef Gabei, Verayat Labra, he ran away. Hey, he's Eliezer's first neighbor. That Eliezer said, you invited me, got so scared that they're going to find out, and they'll take away his clothing, so he left the Suda, he ran away. And what happened was, before you know it, there was nobody left by the Suda. Eliezer got every one of them to run out. So, v'chein over the kulei. Then Eliezer moved up the seat and sat the next one, sat the same one. Hey, you invited me here, thank you. The guy got scared and ran away. So before you know it, adinos the kulei, v'achle iyu l'sudasa. That Eliezer was left with the whole feast himself. Eliezer had the whole wedding for himself. Nobody else was there. Now this was last month. This was the Makla Fatish. Hevi hi Ravisa. There was a young girl there in Sodom. Tevi komafko riflania. She was nice and kind. She brought out bread to a poor person. Bechatzva, that she had hidden in a basket. Egloye milsa. So the Dayanim found out about it. So what did they do to her? They killed her. Shafiur dufsha. They smeared her. They painted honey over her. V'yukma aligra. They tied her up on a fence. Al igra shura, also zibura, and the hornets came, the achlu and ate her up. This was the mark of a patish. Behind the sieve, that's what the pasuk says. Vayomer Hashem, tzaka sedoyim v'yamoyro kiraba. They're too big. Their sins are too big. When they did this, when they took this poor girl that did some chesed, and they went and killed her with such a hard misa with honey with bees. So v'yomer Rav Yuda omarav aliske riba. The last Makapata that Hashem got angry at them was because the story with the Reba, with this girl, what they did to her. Now the Mishnah said, yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Miraglim also ain't them chenig lol mabo. Shemrit says, "Vayimoisu hanoshim moitzia dibas oritz ruah b'magefa." So Hidashin, "Vayimoisu" means berlomazir. B'magefa le'elamabo. He also will not come to elamabo. Adas koyrech is also enam chelulamabo. Shemrit says, "Vatechafa le'im oritz." The earth will cover them. That means berlomazir. Vayoyvdu mitoych hakohol berlomabo. They will not be zerach to elamabo. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Yeah, but let's go in there. Aleim hu oimar. Then they say, Hakos the pasuk Hashem meimis umechaye moirid shoviyom. He holds no. Adas kerich will come up. Hashem will bring up
from the grave. Tana Rabbanan, Adas Koyrach Ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Abo. They have no portion. Why? Shemar it says, V'atachas Alayim Oretz B'Olam Hazeh. On this world they were killed out. V'ayoyv Du Mitzrech HaKol means L'Olam Abo. Diver Rebbe Kiva. Yedu Be'Mesei Roim Eno Harehen Ki Aveda. They're like a lost object. HaMesvakeshes. That's waiting for someone to take them, to pick them up, to return them. Shemar it says, To'isi Kaseh Oyveid. I did not forget my Torah means they're waiting until they do tshuva and then they will be zeicha. Then they will have olam haba. Pasuk says vayikach kerach. Kerach took. What did he take? Omer Resh Lakish shelokach nekach raliatzmi. Took bad advice. He took the wrong advice. Rashi says hischo b'ktote. He started with arguments. Kerach. He made like a bald spot in Yisrael, came to kill out people. That's Lashon of Korach. And Ben Yitzhar, the son of Yitzhar, means Ben, he made the whole world hot, angry at him. He made a machlek, he made the whole world were fighting there at that time. Kitzorayim, like in the afternoon. Like hot, like a hot day in the afternoon. Ben Kos, what does that mean? Ben Shekeya Shina Melida, a son that like kicked and knocked out his father's teeth. Means he was bad to his father. Rashi says in his Baishua Voisa, the Mice of Aroyim, that his fathers were embarrassed from the bad actions. Ben Levi, Ben Shinasa Lavoya Begehenim. He was a son that was made, he'll have a nice road into Gehenim. Lavoya Begehenim. He'll be escorted into Gehenim. For the Chosh, for the more of the Chosh, and now Ben Yaakov, why don't we go further, one more, to Ben Yaakov? So, and we should ask, and then it means, Ben Sha'okav Atmel Gehenim, he pushed himself, threw himself into Gehenim. Omer Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Yaakov Vikesh Rachim Al Atzma, Yaakov was already mispalo to Hashem, that his name should not be mentioned by Yadav Kerich. Shneimer it says, in the Brochus of Yaakov, it says, V'soidam Al Tovi Nafshi, U'vikolam Al Teichat Kvoidi. That means Besoidam Al Tovi Nafshi Elu Meraglim. Do not mention my name amongst the Meraglim. Uvikaholam Atecha Tvoidi Zeadas Kerach. Do not mention my name there. Now Dasan, what's the lashon of Dasan? Shavra Das. They were over the Das Dalachas. They were over the Torah. Das Kael. They were over Hashem's laws. Abir Dasan of Avira. What's Aviram? Sheiber Atzmai Measay Tshuva. He held himself back from doing tshuva. The Ovoin, what is Ovoin? Voin, She Yoshev Bianinus. He returned, he did Shuva Baninus. Unwillingly, he did Shuva soon, say he listened to his wife. He listened to his wife, he had a good wife that helped him to do Shuva. Pelas, Shenasalai Tlois. That wonders happened to him, Oin Ben Pelas. That he was able to do Shuva. Ben Reuben, the son of Reuven, Ben Shiro, he saw the haven. He understood what's going to happen through his wife's advice, we'll soon say. Omar Rav. Oin ben Pelas ishte atzilasa. His wife saved him. Omrele, she said to him like this, listen, what are you doing in this machoikis now? What's going to be the difference to you? Whether Moshe is going to be the head or whether Korach is going to be the head? Ima rabo ant talmida. If Moshe is going to win, you're only going to be a talmid there. Vima rabo, and if Korach wins, ant talmida, you're also only going to be a student there. That's all. So what are you going to put your nose in machoikis for? Stay out. Omalo, so he answered back his wife, you're saying very good. By my avi, what can I do? Heavy beats, I was with the council yesterday. Vishtaboyuli badai, and I swore to them that I'll go with them and I'll fight for them. How can I chicken out now? Omalo, she said, listen, Yodana de Kula Kinishta Kadishtaninu. I know all those people are great people. The Chsevit says, Kichole de Kulam Kadoshim. This is what he said back, that they're all great people, what can I do? So Omalo, she said to him, don't worry. Tov Diana Matun Lacha, sit here and I will save you. What did she do? Ashkise Chamra. She gave him wine to drink. Kitsa, she made him shikha. Viavisuyo Viangisu Gavoi. If you put him to sleep inside, he was an honest. True, he made a shrew war. He would come, but he could only come if he's awake, if he's available. But she put him to sleep, he's an honest now. But she was afraid though, maybe the other people come to get him, but come knocking door. So Oisvei Abava, she sat at the door,